Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Recently in the 78 discussion group online, there was a thread going about song titles with bad grammar. So on this evening's show, the rules of grammar are out the window as we have song titles with double negatives, poor syntax, mismatched tense, and incorrect case. To get us started, while I recall sitting in Mrs. Reynolds' high school English class diagramming sentences, here is Paul Clifford's Master Musicians. Or should that be, here are Paul Clifford's Master Musicians.
I fall down and go boom. I got right up on my horse. Room, of course, was my horse. When somebody moved my horse, I fall down and go boom. I cried and cried and ran home to Ma. It's all right now, but how that certain place was hurting. Father put me straight to bed, for my head. In my dreams they moved the bed. I fall down and go boom.
Thank you. though she don't express it, she might just as well confess it. For there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes, big eyes we city evening and never speak. I wish each evening could last a week. Hey, 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 for I know my baby loves me. I can tell my baby loves me, for there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes.
John Ryan with Al Lynn's Music Masters and There Ain't No Maybe in My Baby's Eyes from an April 14, 1927 Edison record. There Ain't No Maybe was composed by Walter Donaldson with the lyric by Gus Kahn and Raymond Egan. Before that, it was Thomas Fats Waller with an organ solo recorded January 12, 1927 in the former Trinity Baptist Church at 114 North 5th Street in Camden, New Jersey. The church had been formed in 1871 and used the building until 1896. In 1918, it was sold to Victor, which decided to purchase it because it had better acoustics than their original studio, which was located at Front and Cooper Streets. By the time this record was made, Jesse Crawford and a number of classical organists had already made records on the instrument. The Camden studio was used until 1935, when the city decided to build a subway line beneath it, and Victor moved their recording operations to New York City. We began the show with Paul Clifford's Master Musicians and I Fall Down and Go Boom, written by James Brockman and Leonard Stevens. That's from a Piccadilly 78 recorded in London in May of 1929, but the vocalist is unidentified. I, however, am identified as Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing this grammatically challenged edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Irving Aronson and his Commanders.
Thank you. bottom yet, so listen, each lovely song. If you have someone who appeals or loves you, there's one thing you might well know. I'll tell you, you gotta know how to love them.
Nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
By the river, listen to your Deacon Jones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water, let me hear your sinful groans. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandy Lee, in the river with me. Wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razors. Throw away your gambling bones. Oh, take no sin. Take off skin. Dance around your bones.
of love by the beautiful sea. When you're with someone you love, when you get tired of holding hands, you write love letters in the golden sands. Every time a wave comes in to kiss the shore, that's the cue for you to kiss and kiss some more. There's oceans of love by the beautiful sea when you're with someone you love.
Joe Hames and his orchestra, credited on that June 14, 1932 Electrodisc 78 as Carl Snyder and his orchestra, and there's Oceans of Love by the Beautiful Sea, written by Little Jack Little and J. Fred Coots. Before that, from February 27, 1930, Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys were dancing around in their bones. We began this segment of the show with Irving Aronson and his Commanders and You Gotta Know How to Love, composed by Harry Warren. The Bud Green lyric was sung there by Irving Aronson, Phil Sachs, and Harold Salyers.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. On this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, we're featuring songs with grammatically incorrect titles. Now, I could have done the entire show with just songs with ain't in the title, but this set don't got no such songs. Here's Art Gillum.
Come on, fingers. Here's where you and Papa got to do a wet weather song. So get out your goulashes and let's go to work. Weatherman, weatherman, can't you hear me pine? Weatherman, change your plan, make that old sunshine. I hear the folks all crooning about, 'tain't gonna rain no more. But every time that I step out, it starts right into pour. I get all dressed in my Sunday best, and it don't do nothing but rain. My pants all pressed with my coat and vest, and it don't do nothing but rain. It's hard to smile when the skies are black, and the rain comes sprinkling down your back. I guess I was born with my rubbers on, 'cause it don't do nothing but rain. Now I can't make love, beneath the skies above when it don't do nothing but rain. There ain't no spark in a public park when it don't do nothing but rain. It cramps my style, I can't do my stuff when the rain comes oozling out of my cup. I can't pet when the bench is wet and it don't do nothing but rain. Now I'm afraid if I go to bed when it don't do nothing but rain. I'd like to sleep on a hill that's steep cause it don't do nothing but rain. The rain, it sure does get my goat, cause I might wake up and find my house afloat, and I really fear I'd be a gondolier when it don't do nothing but rain. I take my gal outside for an auto ride, and it don't do nothing but rain. Now I can't go far in an open car when it don't do nothing but rain. I stopped the car, we talked and talked, I knew she couldn't get out and walk. But the sweet young things carry water wings, and it don't do nothing but rain. I'm gonna knock 'em flat in my new straw hat, and it don't do nothing but rain. I got a brand new suit, so I look real cute, if it don't do nothing but rain. Now it's a darn good suit for the shape it's in, but the pants shrunk tighter than my very skin. They got wet, I found, now I can't sit down, and it don't do nothing but rain. Now the good book says 40 nights and days that it don't do nothing but rain. Noah built an ark when the sky got dark and it don't do nothing but rain. Now the birds and the beasts came two by two, the elephant, the monkey and the kangaroo. What I can't see is why he asked to flee when it don't do nothing but rain. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bob Borger with George Olson and his music and Walter Donaldson's Because My Baby Doesn't, Don't Mean Maybe Now. That was recorded by Victor on May 28, 1928. That was preceded by the New Orleans Jazz Band with another Walter Donaldson tune, My Papa Doesn't Two Time No Time, from a Domino 78 waxed in March of 1924. There were several Domino labels, but this one was produced from 1924 to 33 by the Regal Record Company, and at 35 cents was a low price line. Their discs were made of red shellac and usually contained duplicated material, many using pseudonyms. We began this segment of the show with The Whispering Pianist, Art Gillum, and It Don't Do Nothing But Rain. Louis Hooper accompanied Art Gillum on that March 29, 1926 Columbia recording. If you were listening closely to the words, you heard a reference to Wendell Hall's 1923 recording of his composition, It Ain't Gonna Rain No Mo', which gives you an idea of how popular that song was at the time. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. This week's show features grammatically challenged song titles, so to continue, here's Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians.
Thank you. Somebody says, oh, take a look at that baby. Somebody says, oh, why, how do you do? Somebody said, gee, but she's sure a wonderful baby. What beautiful eyes and hair and lips, too good to be true. Somebody says, well, she's a little bit silly. Somebody says, sure, nothing's up in her head. Now when they rave, I go tee-hee, because I know that she's in love with me. But what do I care what somebody says?
Red McKenzie and the Mound City Blue Blowers, and What Do I Care What Somebody Said, from March 7, 1927. That was preceded by another record featuring a kazoo, this one played by Tommy Settles, accompanied by Ezekiel Lowe and Lee Bunkley, and You Don't Mean No Good. That was recorded on March 18, 1937, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, by a field recording unit of the American Record Corporation, and was issued on the Perfect label. We began with Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, April 3rd, 1925, and Does My Sweetie Do and How.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Continuing our grammatically challenged edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Annette Hanshaw.
Every time I get a brand new sweetie, I'm up in the clouds, I'm flying high. Then the boyfriend picks the sweetest sweetie. I don't seem to get a break. I wonder why. I'm a lonesome little babe in the woods. I've got it, but it don't do me no good. I can't hold a man the way that I should. I've got it, but it don't do me no good. I know that I'm young and so ambitious. Why should I waste my charms? I've got a lot of loving. Who's got the lip and arms? I'm a gal that's just been misunderstood. I've got it, but it don't do me no good. Yes, I've got it, but it don't do me no good. I'm a lonesome little Red Riding Hood. Mr. Wolf won't play the way that he should. No, no, I've got it, but it don't do me no good. I'm like a barrel of rare old sherry, longing to meet its fate. I want somebody merry who wants to dissipate. Oh, I'm afraid that I might age in the woods. I know that I've got it, but it don't do me no good. Don't do me no good. they don't linger long in my neighborhood. Oh, I don't know what's the matter, cause I've got it, but it don't do me no good. Now I could go for his gentle meekness and masculine company. I'm longing for a weakness that'll be strong for me. I'm afraid I've told you more than I should. I've got it, but it don't do me no good.
Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling?
And when you're hugging her there in that cozy old chair,
ain't that a grand and glorious feeling?
And every little kiss does you so much good. You're so full of bliss, you just feel like knocking wood. And when you naturally guess that she's gonna say yes,
ain't that a grand and glorious feeling?
Thank you.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be crying. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be blue. Time alone can mend a heart that you broke right from the start. But mark what I say, there'll come a day when you will have to pay. I've been warned many times that someday you'd leave me, but then I trusted you. Somehow we all live and we learn that to love means to yearn. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be crying now.
Mr. Stacy, ring him bell. Oh boy, the music swell. If you like it, just lift up your head and yell. Oh, Mr., ring them bell. Oh, do, do, do. Today, la, da, da. Da, 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 no, da, do, do, do. Run it up, 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 run it up. Oh, Mr., ring them bell.
Lionel Hampton, January 13th, 1938, and the Duke Ellington composition Ring Them Bells. Before that, it was the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra of St. Louis, and If It Wasn't For You, I Wouldn't Be Crying Now. The Arcadia in Arcadia Peacock Orchestra refers to the Arcadia Ballroom, which was located on Olive Street in St. Louis. Built before World War I, it was known as the Dreamland Ballroom until after the war, and reportedly could accommodate over 7,000 dancers. The Arcadia Peacock Orchestra was the featured band at the ballroom from 1922 to 25. Before the Peacocks, we heard the Goofus Five and Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager from June 15, 1927. The label of the original issue credits Russell Gray and his orchestra, and British releases credited the Parlophone Syncopators. We started off with Annette Hanshaw, May 5, 1930, and I've Got It Bad, But It Don't Do Me No Good. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.